Welcome to this introduction to The Virgins, written by Miriam Batire and directed by Jazz Woodcock Stewart. The audio described performance is on Friday the 20th of February at 7 p.m. with the touch tour at 5:30 p.m. The performance runs for approximately 90 minutes without interval and will be audio described by Miranda Yates. Please note, this production contains depictions of sex and drug use and references to sexual assault. Information on Soho Theatre's website tells us, Friday night, four girls, two boys, alone in a house. Some of them are in love. Most of them are virgins. Everyone's pretending they know what they're doing. Tonight's the night they stop pretending. The auditorium at Soho seats about 150 people with one main block of 10 rows with about 14 seats in each row and with each row a step higher than the one in front. A single row of stall seating runs across the right and left sides of the auditorium at balcony level. The play is set in the suburban family home where 16-year-old Chloe lives with her 18-year-old brother Joel. Chloe and her friends Jess and Phoebe are getting ready to go out for the first time. A little later, 17-year-old Anya joins them. The stage is open to us and presented as two domestic interiors within the black box of the space. On the left is a modest bathroom, and on the right a living room. In between the two rooms is a metre-wide black void or gap that's used as a hallway that connects the two spaces. The rooms are enclosed by walls across the back and at the far left and right sides, with the central walls removed so that both spaces open out onto the hallway. Both rooms are similar in dimensions, about 5 metres wide and deep, with walls rising to about 6 metres in height. Action in both rooms often happens at the same time, with dialogue often overlapping. The bathroom walls are painted white, and at the back is a single small round wall light. More light spills in through a small rectangular window painted white that's further to the right. Just next to it, an electric shower is attached to the wall above the bath, which runs up to the right edge of the room. Butter yellow tiles cover the front of the bath and the wall behind, up to about a metre or so. The tiles continue at the same height, wrapping around the left side of the bathroom, where the wall sticks out about 30 centimetres, creating a narrow shelf for toiletries and makeup. About a metre in from the back side onto us is the toilet. In the white painted wall nearby is a white bathroom cabinet with a tube light just underneath it. The bathroom sink is at the front, a little to the left, so that those using it face us. The bathroom floor is covered by biscuit-coloured tiles, and in the front right corner, a set of three steps is cut into the floor leading down to the hallway. The steps are covered by the same soft yellow tiles. The bathroom is often crowded, and when not at the sink fixing hair and makeup, characters often perch on the side of the bath, as well as sitting in it, or they sit on the toilet or crouch in a corner. The walls of the living room are painted in a pale mauve, with two round wall lights emitting a soft glow. Light spills in through a large window in the right side wall. The window has a light brown blind rolled halfway up, and beneath the window ledge is a narrow cabinet containing various knick-knacks and a few framed photos. Two matching armchairs, upholstered in a soft green fabric, face forward in the room, angled towards the TV screen, which rests on a small glass coffee table in the front right corner. A pair of Nintendo controllers and console are on the floor nearby. Behind the chairs, against the back wall, is a compact two-seater sofa in a light brown. To the left of the sofa, another short set of steps leads down to the adjoining hallway. Characters arriving at the house or coming from other unseen rooms arrive at the back of the hallway. When in the hallway, characters often pause to listen, hesitate, or gather themselves. Chloe is South Asian with wavy neck-length dark brown hair worn with the top section pulled back. Her dark eyes are intense and her volatile nature illustrated by her snappy and reactive manner, pacing the space or moving sharply, fronting up to others. When we first meet her in the bathroom, she pads about in patterned socks with blue-grey leggings and a pink zip-up hoodie, later removing the hoodie and adding a short sleeveless summer dress over her leggings in a pale plaid pattern. Best friend Jess is white and slightly taller than Chloe with brown wavy hair cut in a rough bob. She's quieter and more restrained, bringing a calm, more grounded energy to the space, often still as she observes those around her. Chatting and getting ready in the bathroom with Chloe, she wears an oversized short-sleeve polo shirt in a blue stripe with Dayglow orange joggers. Later, changing into a sparkly pale blue vest top with her lilac-toned bralette visible underneath and a short beige cotton pleated skirt with white ankle socks. Phoebe, who arrives a little later, laden with bags, has a pale complexion and long mousy-toned hair that falls to her waist. The front section is pulled into two small bunches that she wears on top. Phoebe is full-figured, and when she takes off her large black puffer jacket, her partying outfit is revealed as a long-sleeved black lacy top worn over a black vest with spaghetti straps and a knee-length lavender cotton skirt. Phoebe's anxiety often shows in her verbose nature. Her watchful eyes are vigilant and mean that she seldom misses a trick. Anya is slightly older than the other girls, with a pale, perfectly made-up complexion and sculpted brows, and she wears her long straightened hair in a high plaited ponytail. She breezes confidently between the two rooms, decisive and charismatic, well aware of the effect she has on others. Anya wears a fitting long-sleeved top in a stretchy pale purple fabric that's low-cut at the front, finishing just above the waistline of her dark-stained barrel-leg jeans. The jeans are worn low on the hip and have thick turn-ups, and like the others, she pads about in socks. Around Anya's neck is a heart-shaped pendant on a gold chain. The other girls respond to Anya being around by shifting their posture, sitting straighter and checking themselves in an attempt to seem older and more sophisticated. In the living room next door, Joel, Chloe's older brother, is playing video games with his older friend Mel while the girls get ready just across the hallway in the bathroom. Joel, like Chloe, is South Asian, with wavy black hair that's short at the sides and a little longer on top. He wears a pair of baggy black sports shorts with a black long-sleeved top worn under a black t-shirt that has a picture of a blue dog playing a keyboard on the front, and on his feet are a pair of white sports socks. Joel is awkward and self-conscious. He hovers in the hallway, unsure of where to position himself. His movements are tentative and often halt mid-action, visibly shrinking after a moment of embarrassment, collapsing to the floor. Mel, who is in his early 20s, is white with light brown hair that's cropped short. He has a serious expression that much of the time gives nothing away, and his posture is relaxed, happy to silently observe the marked contrast in the business of the girls. Mel wears grey joggers with a light blue polo t-shirt under a navy hoodie and white trainers. Cast and creative team. Chloe is played by Anushka Chakravarti. Jess is played by Ella Broccoleri. Anya is played by Zoe Armour. Phoebe is played by Molly Hewitt-Richards. Mel is played by Alec Bowden. And Joel is played by Raj Van Vassan. The set and costume designer is Rosie Elnile. The intimacy director is Rania Al-Sayed. The sound designer and composer is Anna Klock. The lighting designer is Bethany Gupwell. The writer is Miriam Battire. And the director is Jazz Woodcock-Stewart. This is the end of the introduction to The Virgins at Soho Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7478 0100.